that at this village we are maintaining this golden town temple. That was the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Piti te asilato abradikya. No big friends. You have not blamed. Asvatara prachar vaiya. So, you are very humbly maintaining this temple is a great achievement for you. You'll get blessings of the children. The glaring attraction of city, that is Maya. The modern age, people are more attracted by the city life. But you should know, city life, not for the devotee, generally, people in general, the life, city life, but that is Maya. Maya. It is not bad. We are thinking that this day you can be happy. But that is not bad. This is the mind. It is not. You are thinking that in this way you will be happy. It is. This is not. But in his words also say, Prabhupada, that city is made by man, but village is made by God. So if you can stick to this village life and be satisfied whatever you produce, you can produce your own city. There's no division. If we keep cows and grow, put them through vegetables, then we can live very peacefully with them. There is no need of going to the city. That is the plan of God, Krishna. Krishna personally exhibited Vrindavan is really, it is not city. We are trying to go to the village of Krishna. And he was himself, although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was taking care of the past and now. When he was a child, although Bhagavan Maharaj was king, village king. In means you have many cows. Another cow. Formerly, one was considered to be rich man if he possessed many cows. Nanmena Bhagavan, Gobaya Bhagavan. Now, artificially, they have made such a plan that if we can possess some papers, reasonably, $100, $550. Actually, that is not wealth. When there is no food, you cannot see this paper. It may be $100. But if we possess grains and cows, then we never starve. The city people, they are getting supplies problem altogether. Yeah, but money means cheating. Darkness is cheating. No money. But they are there, economic condition, such a clever way that we are accepting these papers as money. And a real vision is actually the grains and meat. That is real. And according to Vedic tradition, it is said, Tanmeenodhara, Gavayadhara, one Monday, is still in Indian village. Suppose a man is going to give his daughter to God. So he would go and see how much grain he has got in stock, how many thousands. Then, yes, he is going to return. No, they don't go to see how much book balance. That is not acceptable. So ours, to sponsor special bank is basically that we should not be attracted by the false. We should not be attracted by the false. The realist. Vastava vastu vetam vastu. We are real, not false. So, I am very glad that you are living here. So, kindly stick to this place and make an ideal island so that others may see us plain living like produce your own food, keep cows, milk, if there is good grain and meat. And you can produce your crop also. Produce pop. And we are trying to produce our own crop. So we require our own crop and food. And dying sake for advancing that is actual civilization. This is not civilization. It is demonic civilization. So, although you are all European, American, these things are actually, you are not understand. But if you develop this kind of civilization, then living in life, save time for advancing this process. That is real problem. It is real problem. Pravitri Sam Bhutanam Nirvittisu Mahatma. We have come to this material world for sense gratification. This is Pravitri. Pravitri means that is our natural propensity interest. We are simply making plans how to satisfy ourselves. That is material. Especially in the Western country, the only plan is how to satisfy ourselves. We have no other. But real life is to stop this line of stability and limit means stop. General propensity is sensitive. But if you can stop this process of sense gratification, that is real life. That is real. Nirvittisu Mahatma. Real life means if you stop the process of sense gratification, then you go back to home, back to body, your real place. And if you increase your propensity for sense gratification, then you remain within the cycle of birth and death. There are 8,400,000 species of life. So we change our body from this body to that body, that body, that body. And we do not know where it will end, it will go. Very recently. Now I may say that America has an old facility, has got a skyscraper building, that's all right. But are we going to leave there forever? No. In the picture. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mittu Sarva Arastha. As death, you will tell, you do not accept him within your lifetime. But he, that's why he is good. He could not accept God during his lifetime. But when God came as death, he could not resist. Yet to him. This is our position. If this class of man in the beginning, in the lifetime, they say, what is God? What is that? But when God comes as death, yes, sir, take me for it. At that time you cannot say, no, no, I don't care for death. But you must care. This is our position. And after death, they do not know. They are so fools and that's death. After death, themselves, they don't believe. If they believe that the whole plan is fine, but believe or not believe, they leave. It's like this child. If you don't believe, none of this child will not check. You may believe them, but it will check. Similarly, I am old man, if I say, no, after day there, no, as I have changed, my childhood body, youthful, boyhood, like that. Similarly, I am changed. These are very plain facts, but modern civilization, that's so foolish and that thing. They cannot understand it in this place. Tathādi āntara-prāpti. There is. Now, what kind of dhyāntā? Change of body. That depends on you. You are preparing your own body. I am preparing my body. So that is explaining. You can prepare your next body in half planets. Depending on more you can prepare your next body within this planet, you can go to the big hero, and if you like, you can go to Krishna. That depends on you. Make your choice. But the intelligent person will say that what is the use of going to the higher planet or remaining here? If I have to prepare my own body for the next time, why not prepare my next life associated with Krishna? This is it. And what is the benefit of going to Krishna? Krishna says, Jagatyanandivartanti, Sadhama, Param. Then you go back to home, back to Godhead, Krishna. Then you will have got to come again and escape this temporary material body and so on. This is what thing is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Read very carefully. I have tried to explain. So make your point like that we should not be attracted by the so-called material, bodily, comfortableness. This is also comfortable. simply you imagine the city line having many cars, many skyscrapers, buildings, buildings. How possible means without engines, there is real life is without engines. That is all. And if you are living, sitting in a very high skyscraper, very and full of anxiety, very is that comfortable? Comfortable life means, Chanakya Muni has said that a comfortable, happy man is he who does not go out of his home and who is not a debtor. He is happy. At his trustee in the city, everybody is a debtor. And one has to go 50 miles, 100 miles for running. Is that comfortable? The bank is ready to give you money, purchase motor car. Purchase this. And at the end of month, after working hard, when you get salary, the whole money is coming. Again. So you are better and full of anxiety. He is there comfortable. No, that is not comfortable. Comfortable life means no anxiety. It was Hiranyakashipu who asked his son, what you have learned, my dear son, best thing, he said. But he said that Pathagamanne Asura-vajra-dhina Sada-samudhi-dhina-dhyam-asukra-ha Hityātu-dhātam-dhyam-prasukam Vanantra-pujal-prīmāsa. He did not address his father as son, his great Asura. Asura-vajra, the best of the Asura. So I have learned this idea of Asura. That is that. And people are full of anxiety on account of this material. Anyone, either human being or animal or bird, anyone who has got this material is worried. Even the sparrow you see, is eating something, is it? That is material life. So, in order to stop this life of anxiety, Prahlada Maharaj said that he will give up this material world and take shelter for him. That is the best. Parivasa, Palangata. You should go to the forest and take shelter from the lotus feet. So, Vrindavan is also forest. The creation, Vrindavan. Keep Krishna here, cow here, calf here. Produce your own food, it will be enough. This is it. Where there is Krishna, where there are cow, agriculture, there is see, life of Krishna. He advised his father to ask him, overturn him. He said, my dear father, overturn him. We have grass to our cow. Why you are having it for telling our advice to him? There is overturn him. So, he should produce enough food grains, enough order for the cow, and be peacefully chartering. his poor life is a low life. It is a very happy life. So he about this life, developing, don't go out, develop everybody. Keep cows, as many cows as possible. Don't be bad. At least produce your own food, own milk. Shake time, cattle. This is perfect. You don't require technical education. Wine, meat. Rakhos is civilization. Human civilization. Human civilization. Is civilization. Saving time, all Krishna consciousness spent, and then at the time of death, you remember Krishna, then immediately then, within a second, that the spirit soul, Taptade Ham Punagdhana Naiti, Mameti. Just imagine what is the wholesome spirit. Is forceful more than the mind. Mind is so full. Everyone got experience. You are sitting here. You can go immediately to New York. You will go anywhere to love it. Within a second. Mind is so speedy. And the soul is still more speedy. So it is said, Taptade Aham Punagdhana Naiti. If you become fully Krishna conscious, then we have to give up this body, that's a fact. So Krishna says, after giving up this body, Taptadeha, you are not going to accept another material body. Immediately, within a second, you go. This is the fact. God has a fact. They are Krishna. How to transfer a soul within a second to Krishna? Well, you see, first time, this place, play with him, dance with him. Very important fact. Don't take it lessly. And why is it difficult? Simply you have to follow, because the follow rules and regulations means the withdrawing from material income. If we go on increasing our material, then it is a withdrawal. That withdrawal. Vitarāga bhaya krodha. Parmanāpat pārta. That is the second part of withdrawal. Vitarāga bhaya krodha. Krishna is so kind that if you have got pinch of attraction for material enjoyment, he will give all that. Danger. That means bondage. You have to remember this.
Vidurāga bhaya krodha man maya mam upasthitaha bhavo jnana tapasa
bhavo jnana tapasa bhūto jnana.
Bhutamad bhava matasaha.
Bhagavava bhava. Vitarāga bhayatku. Here we have got attraction, actually. So we have to withdraw this. How it will be possible? If we become more attracted to Krishna, then this attraction is. Bhakti parasāna bhava. Virakti anatrasya. Bhakti means the more you realize Krishna, the more you become detached. This is this. One side, increasing taste. The other side, decreasing. This is the thing. If we think that I have got attraction on Krishna, and also the sense that we get. That is means both. The taste is how far I am detached to sense it. Then it means that you are infancy. And Jamunacharya said, Yadavadhi mama sitta krishna padara vindra namanava bhavaranthu maasi Yadavadhi vatanari sangame smarchamane havati krishna krishna krishna. Jamunacharya was empathetic. He said, since I have taken to this process, man, and I am enjoying Krishna's association, since then, I could have think of sex, I spite them. How I am increasing my Krishna process, and the taste is, I am decreasing my sex attack. This is it. The man is suffering from fever. That means how much he is becoming pure, meaning how much he has decreased the degree of fever. This is it. It is not that I have got 105 degrees fever and I am advancing to kill. The Vitara, we have got attachment for this material world. And the central point of attachment is sex. All man wears these attachments. The Vitarāga. Rāga means attack. Vitarāga bhaya. And as soon as we conquer our thing, sense gratification, then we have no fear. Bhaya. Krodha. And there is no anger. Where anger is there, as soon as we are dissatisfied in the matter of sense gratification, we become angry. The Vitarāga
bhayaṁ
kuru. Man-manā-māṁ-pāśita. How it is possible? He is simply think of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. Man-manā. And taking shelter of Krishna, I have taken shelter of the Lord. Thank you, Savior, from this shelter. Then what is the result? A bahava. Many. Not that one or two persons. Many. Jnana tapusha. Jnana means knowledge. And tapusha, this is tapusha. My propensity is to enjoy sense gratification. And if I deny it, that is not tapusha. That is tapusha. Tapusha, brahmacharya, tapusha means to be serious, brahmacharya. That is tapusha. Jnana tapusha, then there will be knowledge and tapusha. Bhavo jnana tapusha, puta, what bhavam?
Adatava.
What bhavam, there is another nature. That is spiritual nature, from this material nature we go. There is that. Oh, everything is there. We follow it, produce our own food, eat peacefully. But it is our way to see. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Jara vidya sam mayara bhulya, mayara bhulya. This material way of life, material advancement of material situation means giving advantage to maya to increase our influence. Just like you see, we have got past, and then past scarcity I heard somewhere. The petrol was supplied, and when the 100 cars were and at the time were no more petrol. One man was backside He becomes so impure to an image of his heart. You know that? Because his heart was, there was no petrol. He had his head go. There was fire. He thought that if I cannot drive my car one day, then my life is spoiled, killed. You see? অনিত্য সংসারের মোহ জন্মান্য জীবিত করে Glaring attraction may increase, but it will be effective to keep me under her influence and make me an ass. Ass does not know, is it true? In simply for ground, he is loading tons of cloth on the water. Similarly, we do not get the real knowledge of life. He remains like an ass and all like this. This is Bhagavata. People will say that we are advancing and this man is calling, we are becoming ass. Yes, you are ass. Because you do not know your real interest of that. You are an ass. You may have a very nice Rolls-Royce car, but you are nothing but an ass. Because you do not know your interest of life. Tati didu shastra tati ne dishu. Durasaya di dhidhu. You are blind, and what is encouraging him, he is also blind. So what is the reason? Both of you fall down in the ditch. So, be satisfied with the humble life, and be advanced into the consciousness. That is the real problem. Don't misled by the very deadly situation of the city.
To cooperate, everything will be all done. Lord, thanks.
When India has a purpose, I have my double service.
So strong, very strong, 22 years and me,
that servant. So I asked him what he is, he says, I need both. This woman cannot provide life, but God and stuff. God is very and milk, make sugar, or junk, these are called paripa. Whole butter goes. But in whole, his root is not paripa. It is better than, all vitamin paripa, better than sugar. You make juice, sugar can, boil it. And if you can get good, to get this fry, this toast, or corn, and this will grow, and little meal, maybe the very best one. very limited. In this way, grow your food, eat nicely, keep your health nicely. Don't eat, don't sleep, don't have sex, don't defend, don't sleep. But really, eat, sleep, and regular diet, sex, and that is necessary so long the body is there. But the more you decrease these propensities, that means you're at peace. And if you increase these propensities, then you go to hell. Bahasseva dharam ahut mukha. You follow the instruction of Mahatma, the devotees, then your path of liberation is open. And if you follow the path of sentience, Tavadharam Jushitam, then you are going to darkness. These things are there, human. Yeah, explained in English. Mortal Shader House, Bangor, he said, don't be restless. Sir, what is that?
Restless.